B-Pod Studios.
Now back to our regularly scheduled program.
Today is Thursday.
Yo, DJ!
Are you ready?
I am ready!
Drop that beat!
Let's get this show started.
Slow down.
Yeah, hold your horses.
Too fast!
Too early.
I'm not awake right now.
Do you know what time it is?
I haven't even worn a watch since, like, fourth grade.
Do you know what time it is?
No.
No, please, tell me.
It's showtime!
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
You like that part of the song?
Yes.
You just got it going up.
Mm-hmm.
It's Thursday. We're feeling good.
Very Bert and Ernie sound.
Wow, there was. That wasn't like smooth humming, you know. No, that was very Bert and Ernie. So anyway, so I said to you, LBF, your hair looks good today.
He said with surprise.
Yeah. I mean, it looks big.
What's going on?
It's
just I got it blown out two days ago, and then 2 days after a blowout is when my hair reaches on point.
After the blowout.
Yes. Mm. So after today, it's all going to go downhill, but just enjoy.
It looks good today.
It's like peak season right here. This is it.
Wow. Is that camera on? Because I wouldn't want anybody to miss that, Brian.
Not yet.
Yeah, okay.
Not yet.
If I could make an observation.
Sure.
So we had a wedding 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
We went to, my wife and I, and she had a blowout appointment.
Yeah.
And I don't think she's ever done a blowout.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Yeah,
she
I know.
Lived.
That's what she said. Now the blowouts will be part of her life.
It is.
What were blowouts? When did they start? Why do they exist?
Well, they exist because people can't blow their hair dry normally because it's too much arm work. And then, I don't know, somebody at a hair salon once was like, hey, why don't you just offer blowouts for like $35?
$35,
$40, $45, $50.
55, 40, yeah. 40.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah.
Blow dry your hair and like run a brush through it?
That's it.
You know what? Don't simplify this thing. All right? It's magic.
There might be keratin.
No, there's no keratin.
Okay.
If you get a person who can blow out your hair, so I have really thick, curly hair, so it's worth every penny.
Right.
And these people have really good arm strength because of me. They can thank me later. But yeah, it's important.
We have family from Texas that comes up, and like I'll pick them up at the airport on the way home from the airport. They're like, where can we go get a blowout?
Like, what? There are salons that only specialize in blowouts. Right.
Yeah,
that's
downtown.
Yeah. I just love that somebody had to go to a bank with their business plan.
Oh my god!
And say so. What
dry bar?
Do. Yeah.
Have you ever heard of dry bar?
Yeah, I've heard of that.
It's not my kind of bar. I usually
no, know. No,
this is a blowout dry.
No, very wet bar.
And it's a national chain. This woman who started it maybe what 5-6 years ago, bazillionaire.
Yeah, because she figured out how to get people
get
to
money
you know
from,
pay
right.
$40 to throw, throw a hair dryer on
expensive
them.
There. Yep.
Jeez. Boy,
anyway. So, you know what? Don't judge my blowout.
No,
it looks
nice.
Great.
Thank
just,
you.
But you know what? The thing is, every Christmas I have to buy Carolyn a blow dryer.
Why?
That's what I'm asking.
No, just get her like a.
That's
you know
done.
What? Get her a monthly membership.
Exactly.
Get her a monthly membership to Dry Bar.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Yeah, you'll be
Christmas.
A hero.
Monthly
you know what?
Christmas.
Actually, you can get me that, too.
Okay. There's the business plan. Monthly membership.
Yep.
Brian, write that down. We're finished with LBF for Christmas. All right. It's 5:40. Two more trips to give away to Universal Orlando Resort today. I'm not going to give you the exact time. That's cheating. I'm just going to tell you it'll be between 7 and 7:10.
Ooh, okay.
That's as good as I can do without losing the gig. All right. Listen for the cue to call.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Three cool things you should know.
Yes, and it is brought to you by Dodge Power Dollars. Get Dodge Power Dollars with a new Dodge vehicle purchase. The math is simple. For every horsepower of your new vehicle, you'll get $10 off. That's pretty awesome. Peeling out in a Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye. You just got $7,970 off. Okay, coming up, LB, what's up?
The most popular wedding song of 2019.
Okay.
It's disappointing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, I hear it in your voice, your tone. All right, Brian, what do you got?
All right, this crazy thing HBO is doing with cardboard boxes.
That is crazy. It'll change your whole view of humanity or solidify it. And coming up, I will tell you why you should always have candy wherever yeah, go.
That's important.
It is big time.
I
important.
Usually do, actually.
Yep, well, good. You
okay.
might survive.
All right,
I'll
good, good, good. All right, so the most popular wedding, first dance, you know, the first, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
First dance at the wedding, There's a couple. Some people have those choreographed things, which are very exciting. But, you know, that's very, like, high-test stuff. For the most popular song in the land is Dan and Shay's Speechless. Do you want to hear a little teeny tiny clip?
Go ahead.
Okay, here we go. You say you'll be down in five. Oh, God. The
smell of your perfume. I thought they were country.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Okay, you get it.
That's it?
It's it. It's so. It's like a dirge. It's like, it's so slow.
Jeez.
And you know what? It doesn't get better. Number two is Kane Brown's Good As You and Lucas Graham's Love Someone. Now, Ed Sheeran's Thinking Out Loud About Getting Old, Not Being Able to Walk. That's a good song since 2014. That's a perennial favorite, although it's a little bit depressing. Like, I'm going to love you when you're like completely incapacitated. Have a nice day.
Sure you will.
John Legend's All of Me, which is a good song, but,
tired,
you know,
tired.
A little bit.
A little tired.
But he they traded that in for Legend's Beach Boy cover, God Only Knows, which is an excellent wedding song.
I didn't hear the cover, but that's a classic.
That's a classic.
Beach Boys.
What was your wedding song?
We did The Way You Look Tonight.
Oh, that's a nice classic.
Frank,
yes,
yeah.
You know, Brian Bell? Quick.
We had Michael Bublé, That's All.
Oh, That's you know. All.
See, nice.
I used to be a wedding DJ, and I always said, keep it short. People lose interest.
Oh, I edited it down.
Attaboy.
Yeah. Mine was Frank Sinatra, too.
Yeah, which one?
Too Marvelous for Words.
Who picked it?
Dave.
Okay, bye.
Because he was describing me.
Yeah.
Bob.
Yeah.
The pleasant-looking one. Okay.
Very, very pleasant-looking bride. Okay. We'll have to just explain that
later. All right, moving on.
Please.
All right. HBO is doing a little gimmicky thing to target all you college kids who are streaming stuff on in college. Here's what the... Let me just play this ad for you. It'll help you understand it.
When it comes to the dorm room experience, privacy is at a premium. Introduce the HBO Box. Featuring the latest in cardboard technology, we took a standard box and painted it black.
Wow.
Because not all cohabitants are compatible.
So what's
so
the
basically,
deal?
They're showing, you know, two kids in their dorm room, and, you know, one roommate's going nutty, and the other one's trying to watch something on his, you know, streaming device.
Yeah.
So you sit inside this cardboard box, and it's nice and dark, and you can stream, and no one can bother you. It's
your
own
the end
little.
Of days.
Yeah.
They're not really doing this, right?
They are
this
is, really giving a couple away.
Yeah.
If you go to Twitter and use hashtag HBO Box Challenge, you'll see how you can win them. I think they're probably only going to give away like three or four of them, but it's pretty funny.
Wow.
it's
funny. You take a British guy narrator and he makes anything sound
privacy,
legit. Right?
Privacy. Just say privacy, man. That's
You're
all.
Like,
I love
I'm
it.
Interested.
Excuse me. I'd like some privacy, please.
Sorry. Well, this woman got too much privacy. 45-year-old New Zealand woman was lost at sea for 2 days.
Oh,
think about this. I know. It could be worse. She was vacationing on a sailboat near the Greek Isles, somewhere out there.
Mistake number one.
No, it's beautiful. She boarded an inflatable boat. Here's where it went wrong. She boarded an inflatable dinghy on Friday to get supplies, you know, a little more whatever. Some. What do you drink in Greece? What is that?
Grappa?
That fine.
Ouzo?
Yeah, ouzo. A day later, Greek authorities alerted that she was missing. She was found 2 days later, 40 miles southwest of the island and the sailboat. She said she was blown away in her dinghy. She revealed that she survived on candy that she had with her and wrapped herself in three plastic bags she had in her bag to keep herself warm at night. That's all she did.
What kind of candy?
She also wore a red bag on her head.
Really?
So she would be easily spotted. This woman is a survivor.
How many bags did she have?
Well, I know.
Well, she's bag lady.
Yeah. She was going for supplies, so she had lots of bags.
She had her own bags.
It's important to bring your own bags.
Try paper or plastic.
Yes,
it's
exactly.
Better to bring your own.
Maybe she was coming back. I don't know.
What kind of candy it was. I hope it was Snickers. That seems like the most nutritious.
Feels like a Toblerone or something.
Oh, yeah. Probably.
It's Greece. So anyway, always bring your candy with you.
I love LBF working out how candy in a dinghy can work.
Candy in a dinghy.
Thinking ahead.
There you go.
The 4-Hour Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
All right, LBF, before you go off, let me talk to Rachel.
Oh, okay.
Rachel, good morning. What's going on?
Good morning. I was just thinking of wedding songs, and I thought LBF would be interested in what mine was.
What was it?
When You Wish Upon a Star, the Disney jazz version.
Oh, that's sweet. Mm-hmm. That's actually nice. It's a little outside the, you know,
it
box.
Is.
And
yeah.
Yeah, and it's nice, and it has dreamlike qualities. Mm-hmm. Did
were you wearing
a
Mickey
cricket?
Ears?
Yeah. Was I wearing what?
Mickey ears.
You didn't want to hear it. No, no.
No. Actually, it'll be our second wedding anniversary. Aww. This December.
Aww.
We got married in his parents' living room, and his father married us.
Wow.
Oh, that's sweet.
Wow.
Well, happy almost money. Anniversary.
Wow,
thank
this guy's
you.
Good. He saved a lot
oh,
of money.
Oh, God, Bob.
Well, no. I mean,
well,
hey,
no, it's him. Actually, he's right, but it was our second marriage.
Oh, so, see, there.
You know,
yeah.
He was married
oh,
before.
All right.
I was married before. We knew how to save money.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
you know
right.
What a scam, a real wedding.
Is that what you're trying to say? Always save
I apologize yeah. For the room, okay?
Rachel.
But congratulations, and I love that choice.
There you go, Rachel.
Thank you.
Bunch of animals.
No, what? I mean, you
oh,
save
yeah,
money
okay,
on
yeah,
the
right,
second.
Right, I get it. All right,
save.
Suck the romance out of it.
When you wish upon the second wedding. Okay, now look, LBF, we were talking earlier this morning, and you made... what I would call a Bob observation.
Yes.
So you want to go ahead and share that with the room?
So I was yeah. saying mm-hmm. that it really irks me when I decide to go out and take a walk in my town that if you're walking towards somebody and the other person's walking toward you, they avert your eyes and they don't say anything. And I'm like, what is wrong with
mm-hmm.
people?
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you said this.
Well, you want to go to the tape?
We can go to the tape, yeah.
And this upset you, this
you
rocked
play
your
this?
Morning. Yeah, well, I'm going to do it because I think we need to go and dissect what I said and
okay.
what I did wrong.
Yeah, this
all right,
is
so I said, I don't know why
yes.
people don't say hi to you because
yeah.
I don't know why you're a pleasant-looking woman. I don't know why you're a pleasant-looking woman. Oh, no.
Oh,
oh no, you slowed the tape down.
A pleasant-looking woman. Woman.
I think that's a
what?
Nice thing to say.
No, it's not. It comes right up to nice and yeah. then bangs a quick
no,
left
no,
into like,
no.
oh my God.
No, no.
A pleasant looking woman.
I think it's a
if
nice
you
thing
are describing
you are,
somebody.
You are pleasant looking.
I'm pleasant looking.
You
double
are.
Down. Double down.
That is, it is like, it is, well, it is down the street from okay looking.
No, it's not.
And it's, well, maybe it's up the street from okay looking, but it is a highway and three towns over from pretty.
Bob's trying to say that this is a compliment.
I
feel
is.
Like Bob, it's like the the barely a compliment.
Yeah, outer, like,
the
outer, right up
like,
to that.
Yeah,
you're saying it's the outer rim
like,
of the compliment.
Right. I am not wrong here, but if somebody describes a person as a pleasant looking woman, you picture Mrs. Doubtfire.
No, she's a handsome woman.
Now that is not a pleasant looking woman. Now look, I'm going to defend myself, and I will use David Falcone as my witness if I could call
Dave right
him.
Now is saying, don't drag me into
you
this.
Know, I'd like to call Dave to the witness stand because,
a
look, as a husband,
woman.
Dave doesn't want to hear your co-host saying, hey, gee, yeah, you look hot. Well, why didn't they say hi? That's not what I was going for.
I doubt that's true.
Yeah.
I think he would way prefer it if somebody described me as hot versus pleasant. Oh, you meet Dave's wife? She's a pleasant-looking woman with a great personality. Oh, my God.
Wow, leading the witness.
Oh,
there.
My God. He might as well just be like, she's
right.
giving up.
Can I call him? Wait a minute. Let me call Rich to the stand real
okay,
quick.
Rich,
yeah, Rich. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Listen, you know, sometimes the hottest looking women are the most miserable human beings on God's green earth.
Mm-hmm.
So for him to say you're a pleasant looking woman means you're...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Be receptive to someone saying, hey, how's your day going?
Thank you, yeah. Rich.
All right, Rich. Are you a lawyer?
He's good. No, he did it better than
no,
I did.
I'm not a lawyer, but I'll tell you, you know, I've seen an awful lot of miserable people walking around town. And, you know, you're not a miserable looking person.
No, she's
okay,
not.
Good.
Very
I'm
pleasant.
You don't have an RBF.
Yeah,
LBF.
Oh, an RBF. Sometimes I kind of do.
I know.
But, I just think that you would never say in your Tinder profile, I'm a pleasant-looking woman. Well. Approachable. Ugh, that's the worst. Right. I don't want to be approachable.
Do you want to call Lisa to the stand real quick?
I don't want to be
Lisa, go ahead. Take the stand,
be
Lisa.
Mysterious.
Yes. Hi, LBF. This is not an insult because it's not describing you. It's describing like your personality. So
right.
you're talking about. You want to be pleasant. Like, so you're pleasant, so why wouldn't someone smile at you? You look
exactly.
Approachable.
Okay.
Approachable.
Yeah.
I mean,
your demeanor.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, not now.
You're not talking about your look.
Exactly, Lisa. Lisa nailed it. Boy.
Yeah, why do you have to be so shallow and make everything about looks, LBF?
God,
all
right,
really?
LBF. Pleasant looking woman. See? You know exactly.
Right.
You know. You. Brian
Don't
Bell
drag
said.
Me into
he
this.
Said immediately.
Oh.
Well, your pleasant looking demeanor changed immediately.
order in the court. We're going to take a break. But I think Lisa has defended me very, very handsomely.
I feel like I need some defense here.
Okay, go ahead. What's coming up in the dirt laundry?
Dead people are getting all the jobs. Pleasant looking dead people.
Okay.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Okay, Dirty Laundry with LBF. Brought to you by Not Your Average Joe's. What's going on?
It's a very pleasant restaurant.
Very pleasant.
All right, dead people are getting all the jobs. I thought Ryan Seacrest was getting all the jobs, but I was wrong. Dead people are getting all the jobs in Hollywood.
No, you're not wrong. He's getting a lot of jobs.
Yeah.
He's got competition now.
This is crazy because now it's just... We just found out that James Dean from Rebel Without a Cause, been dead for like ever.
Not the sausage guy.
Yes.
Not Jimmy Dean.
I mean, I just feel like he's been dead for so long, people don't even know who he is.
Yeah.
60 He's
years.
Going to be
it's
appearing
60.
In, a, yeah, something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, 60.
Appearing wow. in a Vietnam War era film called Finding Jack. Mm. And they obtained the rights from his family, and they'll move ahead with Dean cast as the secondary leading role in the movie. And they're going to be, he's going to be resurrected through visual effects, basically CGI.
It's weird. Do you like that?
No.
It's
I think
weird, right?
I don't, I just, it literally takes away, there are very few jobs for actors, for working actors.
It's not just that. I mean, he doesn't get a choice, right? So.
That's true. It's not like, know? He's like, I don't want to take this role.
Yeah, no. Exactly.
This isn't for me.
Right.
I don't know my motivation in this scene.
He didn't really have a stance on Vietnam.
No, exactly.
He was dead for 20 years already.
Weird.
This is, like, it adds to a lot. Like, Carrie Fisher is in the new Star Wars.
Yeah, but, I mean, that was stuff that was already filmed.
Right.
So,
I guess maybe different. A little bit. They're Whitney Houston.
Projecting him, right.
Yes, Whitney Houston's going on a hologram tour. Yeah. She's been dead for seven years.
She didn't say, I want to do this.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, they did, in Star Wars, they brought back a character, Grand Moff Tarkin, who had died, and his family okayed it, and they CGI'd his face onto an actor.
Mm. And George Michael has a new single out called This Is How We Want You to Get High.
Okay.
And it's actually appearing in the romantic comedy Last Christmas, which,
again, no choice, but go ahead.
Which is basically this rom-com.
You saw it
based
it's
on his songs.
Last
not based
Christmas,
on his songs,
right?
But use all of his songs. Last Christmas.
Okay, you saw it last night.
Yeah, I did. We went to a screening at Dedham Legacy Plays at Showcase and with a bunch of my friends.
Yeah, you like it? Thumbs up.
You know what?
Was
it's a great Christmas movie just to go. It's fun. Mm. Get yourself, go up the luxe level maybe if you want to or if you,
Is
you
it
know.
Better than the average Hallmark Christmas movie?
Yes.
Okay.
It is way better than the average
Good.
Hallmark movie. Plus, when they have all new seats at Legacy and oh my God, not only do the foot things come up, but the headrest moves too.
Why would you leave?
I didn't want to. I was like,
awake.
Can I just sleep? So all the dead celebrities, I don't know how I feel about it.
Yeah.
Is there any celebrity off the top of your head that's dead who'd you like to see in a new movie?
Marilyn.
Oh, God. You're so easy.
What?
You asked.
She is a
jump all over the guy.
Marilyn Monroe right off the top?
Very attractive woman.
Again, not pleasant looking.
Not at all.
Very attractive.
If I were to describe her, I would be saying that she is.
Oh, my God. He's digging himself. Very attractive.
No, I'm just showing you how.
You should stop talking, Bob.
Yeah, Bob.
No.
Bob.
Just how.
But. Finally, I just want to mention John Cena is a good man because he granted more than 600 Make-A-Wish requests, the most of any celebrity in history. So he's a local guy and an awesome dude.
Right.
Who would you like to see reborn?
Yeah, Belle.
I don't know. I like all these living actresses so much.
They have such life to them.
Yeah.
They got a choice.
Call me crazy. Right. I feel like you should slow down when you die.
You're right. The pace is picking up.
Very attractive.
Okay.
Pleasant. Oh, boy. Oh, God.
Yeah. That's right.
But, you know, it's great that you did that because then you really know how you describe somebody like Marilyn Monroe as, oh, my God, she's a very attractive woman versus, well, you're a pleasant-looking woman.
No, no, see, if you were coming towards me, I would say hi to you because you seem very, very pleasant.
If Marilyn Monroe was coming towards you, what would you do?
Run.
Toward her?
She's very dead.
Slow motion.
She's
very dead. All right, coming up between 7 and 7:10.
The murder of Bob Bronson. Live.
It was a good 4 months. It was a good run.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Hey, Andrea.
Yes.
Guess what?
What?
Tell him.
I won.
You won. You won. You won.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. I'm pulling over.
You are caller 15, Andrea.
Oh, my gosh. Everyone at work is going to be so surprised because I have been, like, trying. And they're like, you have to be at the station right now.
Where do you work?
I work at Bridgewater State University in food service.
Oh,
at the Bear's Den.
Oh, that is awesome. Yes, so who are you going to take with you?
Well, I have two daughters, so.
Sophie's choice.
Sophie's choice. Hey, you got a trip for two to Universal Orlando Resort. Flights provided by Spirit Airlines. You're going to stay at the new Universal's Endless Summer Resort, Surfside Inn and Suites.
Oh, my gosh. That's so exciting.
All right, Andrea.
I can't believe it.
Where are you from, Andrea?
I'm from Bourne.
All right, Andrea, from Bourne. What's the number one station to listen to in the morning?
WROR 105.7 every day.
Yeah.
Yay. What a pleasant-sounding woman.
I know. Have so.
Isn't she? She is. Very nice.
I can't believe it.
Very nice, Andrea. Hang on. All right. So, we have one more trip to give away.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Right?
That's it. That's all she wrote. So that went fast.
It sure did.
Yes. Boy, she's going to have a tough choice, though. How do you, two daughters.
Well, just take the one who's nicer to you or the one who's going to take care of you when you're older. Or the most pleasant looking one.
Always, always go that way. Okay, so. Okay.
I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
Am I still in trouble with you?
Yes.
I mean, seriously. Your mom even texted in.
She did. She
What'd
said,
she say?
Boy, he's dug himself a hole. And I said, a 6-foot one.
Oh, no. LBF. Here's how it started. Who noticed today, very early pre-show, that your hair looked marvelous? It looked big, and I said, wow, your hair is
on point. That's what he said.
Yeah,
your hair is on point.
Really? I go, what's going on?
That's a compliment.
You see? No, that's
good. Yes, exactly. That's how you do it.
I know how to give one. Yeah.
Okay. Mm. Then it went downhill from there. Because I was saying that what I was making a Bobservation, as we like to call it, is that when I go for a walk in my town, I'll pass by somebody and we're the only two people on the sidewalk and the person will look away.
Yeah.
And I'm like, God, what is wrong with people? And you said,
here's what I said. I don't know why you're a pleasant looking woman. Right?
Yep.
Which is, I thought was saying that you're approachable. You're
really?
Pleasant. Okay. I said that. Here's what you heard. I don't know why you're a
pleasant-looking woman. Pleasant-looking
no.
woman.
Oh, no, it wasn't like that.
Who calls a person to their face a pleasant-looking woman? Pleasant is associated with streets and plumpness.
No,
that's
it.
Pleasant.
No.
So pleasant-looking.
Pleasant Avenue?
Yeah. Pleasant Street. There's one in every town.
Right.
This pleasant-looking woman is usually walking down it. But pleasant-looking is just the lowest. It comes right up to a compliment and says, you know what? No. and take and just
no,
turns around.
It, no, look,
gets right
see,
off the exit right before.
No, so
before
you're taking
Compliment Town.
Compliment Town. Veer left at Compliment.
Straight to Insult
Town. Oh God, no, I did not. I think it's a compliment, but you know, maybe I'm wrong.
You're wrong,
Randy. What do you say?
Learn the pause. I don't know why you're a pleasant-looking woman.
Oh, funny, what? I see.
Randy, looking for trouble.
Yeah.
Oh boy,
Randy. Learn the pause.
Yeah. Yes. I don't know why. Let's eat, Grandma.
Yeah, right.
Let's eat, Grandma. Okay. Got this.
Jeez.
Thank you, Randy.
Messed
up. All right, Rick, you're on LBF's side on this
yes,
little
sir,
dilemma.
I am.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Well, when somebody says, what does she look like, saying that she's a pleasant-looking woman is almost as bad as saying, well, she's got a great personality and a great sense of humor.
Which she has.
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm batting 1,000
yes.
here.
I would have felt insulted, too, because, I mean, you know,
Rick.
Saying that you're pleasant-looking, that means, okay, she's not so ugly that I can't look at her.
Oh,
but...
my
no,
God. Like an eclipse.
Exactly.
Like burn your eyes.
Exactly. Can I cross-examine the witness?
Yeah, you know what? I mean, Quasimodo was pleasant-looking, okay?
No, he wasn't, Rick.
Yeah, like in a very adorable, jeez, hunchy Rick. Way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, there we go. I mean, so you had a little walking stick and you walked with a, you know, a hunch over, but it's not,
okay.
It wasn't osteoporosis that caused him to look like that.
Right, right. Exactly. Yeah. You know, pleasant is just not the adjective one goes to
if
when
someone,
describing
no,
somebody.
If someone would have said to me, what does LBF look like? I would not say she's a pleasant-looking woman. That wouldn't have been. But if I saw you on the street, I'd say, there's a pleasant-looking woman.
Yeah. Those are the words you use. Come on. Now you're digging yourself a deeper hole, okay?
Rick, if I were you, I would walk off the witness stand. You do not want to get dragged
God,
into this.
Oh, my God, this is a tough room, as you know.
Bye, Rick.
Oh, yes.
Thanks, Rick.
The more you say it,
yeah.
Like, even, like, wait, the more I hear it and the more you say it, the worse it gets. It becomes
jeez.
Just a pleasant-looking woman.
You know what? Come here. You need a hug.
No way.
Oh, God.
Jeez. That'd be doubling down on torture.
You need a hug. Fran, what's your take, Fran? I'm scared.
Excuse me?
Yeah, no, go ahead. Yeah, Fran, what is you have a take on the pleasant-looking?
I need Bob to tell her that she is drop-dead gorgeous, not...
Let's not get crazy.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
That was Brian Bell.
That's the thing.
That was Brian Bell.
Right.
Brian,
like
you people need to tell her she's drop-dead gorgeous.
That's right. Humor me, people.
Why do you have to go so far in the other direction?
Why do you have to go so far in the other direction?
I don't want to drop dead there, friend. No.
I want you to.
Told you look nice today.
All right, Mary Jane. What's your take, Mary Jane?
Well, on LBF scale of compliments, I think a pleasant-looking woman is just above a handsome woman.
No, right? No.
Or a severe-looking woman. Goodness. That's like, whoa. Well, she's severe-looking, but in a nice way.
Man, I want to jump in that hole right now. Don't worry about it. Jim, what's your take?
Yeah, saying pleasant is like saying no brown paper bag required.
No.
Right?
No.
Right?
No,
pleasant-looking woman. You would never describe... The bride was pleasant looking.
No,
like, she looked pleasant on her prom night. She looked... when she walked into the bar, I thought, what a pleasant looking woman. No way!
Okay, all right, so look.
I don't think she's taking it well, Bob.
No, I don't think her mother is either. She wants me in a 6-foot hole. Look, so here's the thing. You said that you were walking to somebody, somebody's walking to you, and you guys, they didn't exchange anything with you. All I said was, I don't know why you're pleasant looking. I would have said
keep
hi.
Keep saying it, Bob. Keep yeah. saying it.
I think
it.
The context definitely helps your
exactly,
argument.
Exactly, right, Brian? Thank you. Okay. Let's take a pause for the cause because
oh
it's going
God.
So well. And see how what the dirt is going to be.
$2 million for a pair of socks. Whose
yes.
are they?
Who owns those socks?
Whose socks would you pay $2 million
That's
for?
A good question, LB. I can't wait to get to it. Mm-hmm. Okay, Brian Bell, those trouble spot traffic.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Good morning, Sharon.
It was such a pleasant funeral.
He looked very pleasant.
I want to vote for Bob.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Sharon. Let's hear it.
Because I think too much emphasis is being put on, like we're talking about her looks. And I didn't interpret it that way. If I'm lost in the street, I'm going to look for someone who's approachable, who has a nice face, who's pleasant,
nice,
who isn't going to yell at me. And, you know, because some people have that, you know, mean-looking face, and it has nothing to do with their looks.
Mm-hmm.
If you're talking about being approachable, you know, she's talking about, you were talking about walking on the street, and that's where I agree. I don't think Bob was talking about your looks. I think he was saying, you know what, you look like a fun person, someone who's laid back, easy to approach. I don't think pleasant was defining your physical beauty.
Thank you, Sharon.
Sharon, you are so nice, but you're speaking like a normal woman. We're talking about Bob here.
No,
and I must say, you aren't... You aren't pleasant looking right now. Your demeanor's definitely changed.
Oh, my God.
Your demeanor's definitely changed over the course of the morning.
It's just pleasant for all the...
Can I just say, Sharon, you know, all kidding aside, you nailed exactly what I was going for.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I will say, Bob, that you're not explaining.
You're done, Sharon.
Okay.
Right, exactly. See, the thing is, Bob, you need an interpreter. And when a compliment needs an interpreter, it's not a compliment.
Oh, God.
We need to women-splain to Bob how this is not cool.
Oh, Bob gets it now. Bob gets it now. Did you see that hot woman walking?
Right, exactly. Wow, oh, this looks like a pleasant woman. She wouldn't steal my child, but she might eat all my food.
That's right. That's a bigger problem. All right. Brian, not you, Brian Bell. You have a Brian on the phone?
Yep.
All right, Brian, what's your take?
Well, I think, unfortunately, you're guilty.
Oh.
So I think it's pretty well determined. And so I really think we should move on to the punishment phase.
Oh.
All right. So, what's your safe word, Bob?
Yeah. Show
well,
over?
I think you need tonight to go home and call your wife a pleasant wife. And I think
you look pleasant tonight, honey.
Mm.
Yes.
See what happens.
Anything. And then we'll see how he comes home.
I see what you're doing there. I see what you're trying to do there.
Brilliant.
Brian. You want me in two doghouses? Okay, nice try. Nice try, Brian. Yeah, one doghouse.
Oh, I've noticed
more
something.
Than enough.
Yes. The men know. The women are making excuses.
Picking up on that. Too bad
you
we're
know
done.
What you did.
Mm-hmm. Let's go
think
to
about
Kokomo.
It.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Brought to you by Not Your Average Joe's, LBA.
Okay, so I want to talk about a pair of socks that are going to go for $2 million at auction.
Yes.
Wow.
Any guesses?
Are they from the Wizard of Oz?
Oh. No,
the
but that's
from under
a
the house.
Really
that
good guess.
A,
that's a good
I
guess.
Think not
so.
It. Not it.
Any other guesses?
I think I know the answer. I'm not going there.
Kirk Schilling's bloody sock.
That's not two million, but like that's a good like famous socks
those are
of
my
the world.
Two most famous socks I can think of.
I bet somebody would know right now listening.
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
Michael Jackson's moonwalk socks.
See that.
Remember those? Mm-hmm. It was from 1983. It was celebrating Motown's 25th anniversary. He did the moonwalk, and he had these sequin socks.
Yeah.
And they are going to go on the auction block next Wednesday, and they can fetch up to $2 million.
Wow.
So they come with a signed letter Michael wrote to Frank. I mean, Michael Jackson's
like
kind of a
lot of money, doesn't it, though, for socks? MJ's socks?
Yeah. Well, they're iconic.
Yeah.
I just, you know, his reputation
the glove
is tarnished
for?
At
that's
this point.
The thing.
I don't know. Like, I think that socks are less iconic than the glove and the jacket.
Yeah, especially because once you wash them, you're probably going to lose one of them.
Right, exactly.
Half the value.
I know. Can you imagine this guy is on the auction? I can't find the other one. I cannot find the other one.
Honey.
And speaking of dead celebrities, I just want to mention that dead people in Hollywood are making the most money because
selling
now
their socks.
They're selling their socks. And now they're working. Now they're taking all the jobs.
Sorry, go ahead.
Because James Dean is going to return to the screen through visual effects. He's going to be in a Vietnam War era film called Finding Jack. And they've obtained the rights from his family They'll move ahead. He's cast as the secondary leading role in the movie.
Weird.
Which is, yeah, it's
crazy.
He
had no choice on this matter, obviously.
And someone else who's a living, breathing person is not going to get the role.
Right.
Which is weird.
And someone's going to cash in.
But who's sitting around, like, who at his studio is sitting around going, you know who we need in this picture? It's too bad James Dean is 60 years dead.
Right.
Yeah. And like, wait.
Hold on.
Over my dead
body.
The
technology is for that. Right. Yeah, and it's just, I mean, it's a trend. Whitney Houston is going to go on a hologram tour. Carrie Fisher is dead, but she's going to be in the new Star Wars movie. And George Michael has a new
song.
Single out because there's a movie called Last Christmas. I just saw it last night.
What'd you think?
I loved it. It was a great Christmas movie. Better than any Hallmark thing you'll ever see.
Who are the stars?
Who's the girl who plays the dragon queen in Game of Thrones?
Oh, yeah, her.
I don't remember her name.
And the guy from
Crazy Rich Asians.
My wife likes that guy.
So handsome.
Yeah.
But you got to go see it. I saw it at Legacy Place in Dedham Showcase Theater, and they have all these new awesome chairs you can sit in. And the footrest does stuff, but also the headrest does stuff.
It's nice.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Right. It's Amelia Clark and Henry Golding.
Oh, really? Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what? I just hot off the presses. Thanks, Cody.
Yeah.
Spanx founder was the buyer of Olivia Newton-John's grease pants.
Oh. The guy who owns Spanx.
The woman.
Oh, it's a woman?
Oh, boy.
Oh, my.
We're going to have to pull this show over.
She's a very pleasant woman named Sarah Blakely.
Right. Okay.
So it's pretty. She plans to frame the pants and hang them at Spanx headquarters in Atlanta.
What are my safe words?
Yeah, Spanx now.
No, it's show over. Show's over. I think those are the best.
It says a lot,
ever.
Ladies who've been sticking up for Bob all morning.
Hey, now.
Just wait till he calls you a pleasant-looking CEO.
Hey, now.
That's what I got. That's my dirty laundry. I'm out.
I'll use my show word now and my safe words. Show over.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Hey, LBF, think about this. Your crush?
Yes.
Christopher Knight?
Oh, yes.
Peter Brady?
Yes.
He's 62 today.
He is a good 62.
Isn't that crazy? Think about it. He's older now than Sam the Butcher was.
Oh, God.
Right?
Why you got to do that?
Well, isn't that right?
That is not nice.
Well, I'm just saying, that's amazing.
Okay.
62.
Oh, that's really...
Older than Sam the Butcher.
Well, he looks good.
He does look good. And so do you.
Oh, yeah? Really?
You
okay.
Look great today.
Oh, step wow.
Back into that. Did I? No, she looks great.
Good job.
Great that's, today.
You know what? You're improving.
All right, so here's...
still.
Can we just throw it in reverse for a second?
Sure,
So earlier in the day, I said...
Let's revisit the
unpleasantness. Well, no. I think it was very pleasant. That was the problem. It was too pleasant. So I said... when I walked in, or you said to me that you were in Canton yesterday, walking down the street.
Yeah, it's when I go for a walk, you know, and you're just on the sidewalk, and there's a person coming toward you, and then you're and it's just you two, and like the fact that people don't acknowledge you or even like look you in the eye or say hi, it's just really disturbing to me.
And I said, look, if you're on Newberry Street, I get it, it's busy, but you're on a quiet street.
Yeah.
I said, I don't understand it because, and here's what I said about you. I don't know why you're a pleasant looking woman, right? And I thought, you are very approachable.
Don't qualify it now, sir.
And, meaning a complimentary way. And here's what you heard. I don't know why you're a
pleasant-looking woman. Pleasant-looking woman.
No.
Pleasant-looking woman.
Yeah.
It is the lowest common denominator of compliments, if it's even qualifies as a compliment. It drives right up to compliment town and veers
smacks
really,
right into it.
No, doesn't smack into it. Gets off the first exit right before into insult. Village.
Now that is saying too much.
Oh, really?
That was not an insult to say very pleasant looking.
It's not an insult that you mean, but it's like one of those insults where you're like, oh, you're going to wear that? That's it, like, you know what I'm saying?
A little backhanded.
Backhanded.
No, Brian, you've been quiet
all
day.
Yes, my face hurts.
Damn right I have been, Bob.
I like it when you're quiet.
To describe somebody to their face as a pleasant-looking woman, you would never describe anything. Take anything and put the word pleasant as a descriptive.
Now,
like,
that's your sister
talking. No, that's right, it is.
I heard her
she's
text
She's smarter
you.
Than I am, and she's way better looking. But, yeah, and you
would
put pleasant, like, oh, that was a pleasant presentation.
All right.
or that was a pleasant 5 minutes. Bob.
Wow. Never heard that. Anyway.
Yeah, right?
Moving.
Not as nice.
Right back to Complimentville, where you belong.
Population zero.
Population zero. Sharon called.
Yeah.
And she said she said it better than I could. That
you most know, people I, can.
Your Honor. So she explained what I was doing was saying, you know, nice, pleasant things.
You.
So that's thank you, Sharon. Now we have somebody. Hi, who's this?
Hi, my name's Marianne.
Hi, Marianne.
And I'm calling, and I'm on Bob's side because I agree with Sharon. You were saying it in a way where she was approachable.
Right. Hey, did I ever tell you that I always thought Marianne was hotter than Ginger? Oh. Did I tell you?
See how he went hotter? Yeah. Not more pleasant looking.
See, that's the difference.
That's
pull
the
up,
difference.
Bob, that, pull up.
You just buried yourself.
No, no. When you're describing, you know.
Stop. It's just the words that are just coming out. I just, you know. They're forming a noose around your neck.
I'm only trying to make Marianne feel better. But
well,
Ginger.
We should try to make somebody else feel better.
Marianne. Now, and I, thank you so much because you did nail it. But with LBF, there's no way I'm going to get her to flip sides here. No matter how sane your argument is, it's
not as
it,
now I'm pleasant looking and
insane.
Stubborn.
Insane.
Very stubborn. Very stubborn.
Okay. All right.
Thank you. You guys are great.
No, Marianne, thank
thanks
you.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Marianne.
Thank you.
You may notice your oxygen masks have deployed. Please put yours on before that
Brian,
of a child.
I think that's a submarine going down.
We're all
I mean, you just quick. Really buried yourself. You described somebody as hot.
Well, oh, please. Now, that is, I was making Marianne feel better about Ginger.
Because you're a lost cause today, LBF.
I tell you, Peter Brady is 62.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, so are we cool? Are we cool?
Oh, yeah.
We're cool, right?
We're not cool. We're not cool.
Downright cold in
here. It's chilly, Bob.
Fine. I give up. It's 8:51. Can't wait for tomorrow. Bye-bye.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
And, wow, what a fun show today. That was
It was
fun,
a real blast.
Guys. Wasn't that good?
Yeah, it was pleasant.
Man. Brian, did you put that up on our Facebook page, at WROR? For folks to
some
chime
of that
in.
Was pleasant looking a compliment was up there. So
okay, well, folks can take it there.
Yes,
because I think we're done here.
Yeah, I think we are.
I think we've done enough.
Yes, exactly.
We are done. All right, tomorrow we love Fridays not just because it's Friday.
Because
it's not Friday now.
Well, I can't
so
wait
many
for
reasons.
It because it's not today. So listen, tomorrow. It's our last Vacation a Day giveaway to Universal Studios tomorrow.
Yeah.
We'll be doing that in the 8 o'clock hour. We talked to Scott Zolak.
Well, that's right.
In the 8 o'clock hour. We'll see what happened, you know, Sunday night. That unpleasant game. And we'll talk about that. Plus, it is first date disasters. So if you have a dating disaster you want to share with us.
Oh, yeah, like somebody calls you pleasant looking on
a
first date.
That's a disaster. See, then we want to hear that story. You can get a $50 gift card to the Pollo Club. On Moody Street in Waltham. Isn't that good?
Yeah.
All right. Don't be chicken. Give us a call.
I see what you did
see
there.
See what I did there? Professional announcer. All right. So that is tomorrow. If you have a dating disaster, you can go right to our webpage, WROR.com. Tell us about it there. Love to hear your stories.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.